General comments on the 40 hadith of Al-Imam al-Nawawi.
Hadith number 19. Young man, I shall teach you some words.
An Abi al-Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qal, kuntu khalfa Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawman, faqala li, ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat, ihfazillaha yahfazk, ihfazillaha tajidhu tujahak. إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح وفي رواية غير الترمذي احفظ الله تجده أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة واعلم أن ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك وما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر وأن الفرج مع الكرب وأن مع العسر يسرا
On the authority of Abu al-Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, One day, I was riding behind the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to me, Young man, I shall teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find Him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek help in Allah. Know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with something, they would not benefit you with anything except that which Allah has already recorded for you. If they gather to harm you by something, they would not be able to harm you by anything except what Allah has already recorded against you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. Recorded by At-Tirmidhi, who said, It is a Hassan Sahih Hadith. In a narration other than that of At-Tirmidhi, it states, Be mindful of Allah, you will find Him in front of you. Become beloved to Allah during the times of prosperity, He will know you in times of adversity. Know that what has passed you by was never to befall you, and know that what has befallen you was never to have passed you by. And know that victory accompanies perseverance, relief accompanies affliction, and ease accompanies hardship. General comments about this hadith. Ibn al-Jawzi once said about this hadith, I pondered over this hadith and it amazed me to the point that I almost became lightheaded. What a pity for the one who is ignorant of this hadith and has little understanding of its meaning. This hadith is filled with very important advice and guidance. Some of the most important aspects of the religion are covered in these words that the Prophet ﷺ stated to the young Ibn Abbas. If one follows the advice that the Prophet ﷺ gave Ibn Abbas, he will find strength in this life and success in the hereafter.
Summary points of the explanation of Hadith number 19. Point 1. If a person truly obeys Allah, Allah will protect him. Point 2. If a person truly obeys Allah, he will find Allah with him in the sense that Allah will be his close friend and protector. Allah will not leave him alone or leave him for his enemies to devour him. Point 3. If a person finds himself in need to ask someone for anything, he should turn to Allah and ask from Allah. Point 4. If a person is in need of help, he should turn to Allah alone, as Allah in reality is the only one who can help him. Point 5. Everything is by the decree of Allah. If Allah decrees something, it will occur. If Allah does not decree something, it will never occur. Even if all of mankind tries to change that decree, they will never be able to do so. Point 6. The decree has been made by Allah, and the efforts of man cannot change what has already been recorded. The pens have been lifted, and the scrolls have dried. Point 7. If a person becomes known or beloved to Allah during his times of ease and comfort, then Allah will not leave him alone during his times of hardship and difficulties. Point 8. Humans may face situations that are not pleasing to them. If they are patient during those situations, it will be beneficial to them in both this life and the hereafter. Point 9. If a person is patient, he will be victorious and successful in the end.
Point 10. When difficulties arise, the person must realize that relief is in sight. Point 11. Also, when hardships occur, the person should realize that situations of ease will follow. And point 12. During such affliction and hardships, one should be patient. If he is going to seek help from anyone, he should seek it from Allah. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.